This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oftentimes when we hear ghost stories, we assume it's someone dead or something else, some entity, something with ill intent, maybe even angelic. We have that as well. Kind of runs the gamut on what exactly it is that we may be dealing with in a situation like that. In this next story, I want you to obviously keep those ideas in your mind as we all sit here and try to figure out what is going on. But I think another thing we need to think about is the energy that one is projecting. And could the energy from a living person be causing a haunting? A very negative person in one's life. Also possibly the anxiety and the other emotions that come along with living in fear of a dangerous family member. It's something I observed as reading and wasn't pointed out by the writer at all, but it's something I keep thinking about a lot after reading the story. Take a listen. Hello guys, I've been hesitant on whether I should call or write to you guys to share some of the many experiences that my family and I have gone through. My story may be long, so I want to apologize in advance. Growing up, I was primarily being raised by my father's grandparents. Unfortunately, one day, my father picked me up from elementary and said we're going to Mexico, where my mother lived. I was surprised, but at the same time, happy to see my mother. We didn't have the best of communication due to my first language being English, and heroes were Spanish. I have a younger sister and a baby brother to whom I devoted myself to. I love my brother a bit more than my sister. Don't tell her. Anyways, after my father said that I was no longer going back to the USA, I was so upset and sad about not seeing my grandparents. Little did I know my grandmother had had a stroke and a heart attack, and she could no longer raise me. So my ghost story or paranormal story begins. Growing up with my grandparents, I never had any issues with my father. He was a mean, firm person to me while being in the USA, but that was it. Now, when I started to love Mexico with my mom and brothers, and when I lived in Mexico with my mom and brothers, it was as if my father was a totally different person, one to which I did not recognize. He was mean towards my mother, abusive verbally and physically, and ill brothers and I were not an exception. Father would travel every weekend to visit us in Mexico, and during the week, Mother would take care of us, and she was totally opposite from my dad. She was kind, sweet, and calm. Months went by, and my dad's attitude was so aggressive that I feared for my mother's life and that of my ill brother and sister. One day, on a Sunday afternoon, my father had left to the USA. Me and my sister stayed up late, and we went to bed, but in the middle of the night, I guess my sister, who was a little bit younger than me, left me alone to go to sleep with Mom and my ill brother. This didn't bother me at all. I just turned around and went to sleep. Again, after what seemed hours, I started to hear noises, which woke me up. Still lying in bed and with the light that our fish tank provided, I didn't feel scared. I just stood awake, looking at the ceiling and trying to pay close attention to the noise. Suddenly, I heard glass breaking, pots and pans being tossed around, the metal noise of the spoons and forks falling and bouncing, to which I got up from my bed. But I was paralyzed to the idea that it was my father, and he was mad at Mom for whatever reason at that moment. So I just stood there for a while. I kept hearing glasses and plates break while in a panic to manage enough courage to go and help my mother. So I ran from my sister's room into the living room, which then leads to a guest room, and then after that room, the kitchen is next to it. So I'm running as fast as I could, but then I froze midway. When I got to the guest room, I realized that the kitchen light was off. And for a few moments, so many ideas started to flow in my head. One of them, and the one that scared me the most, was my dad heard me. And he turned off the kitchen light at the same time, and I was scared. I was scared for my mother. I didn't realize I was not wearing any shoes, so I gave a few steps back while still being in the guest room to turn on the light, which would help me see through the kitchen, and I'll avoid the broken glass or whatever was there, so I thought. After the light was on, I started to walk with caution, and I was trying to peek into the laundry room, which was behind the kitchen, because I felt as if there was someone there. I kept trying to sweep the broken glass with my bare feet, but I never stumbled upon any fragments, which I found a bit strange. Suddenly, the kitchen lights turned on, and I felt this cold sweat travel throughout my body. I managed to turn around, and to my surprise, I saw my mother. She'd been asleep, for the pillow marks were on her face. I didn't hesitate to ask her if my dad had returned, to which she looked at me surprised for that question. She responded to, "Thank the Lord, no," then proceeds to ask me if I also had heard. Then I stopped her mid-sentence because she too was barefoot, and I was scared she might cut herself. She didn't say anything, only asked me to look around for myself. I was taken by surprise when she said that, but I was confused. After I looked around and couldn't even find a fork or spoon or the smallest of broken glass, she looked at me and said, "Come and stay with us and let's sleep." I was confused, as I mentioned, but I was more intrigued because it didn't seem like my mother cared. The next morning, Mother was not a morning person, so I would usually have to leave for school way before she'd wake up. I did my normal routine, went to school, came back. The first thing I did was ask her about the noise from last night, to which she responded, "We're used to it by now. Doesn't happen regularly, but when it does, it still scares the living hell out of me," she stated. I asked her why this was happening, to which she responded that she did not know. Months, years went by, and as my mother has said, it did often happen. Funny that it would only happen when my father was not around. Things started to get worse and worse with my father, to the point in which I felt he was using me as a punching bag. More and more creepy and scary things kept happening, only during the week, though. Sometimes we all would be watching a movie, then suddenly you could hear footsteps on the roof, or we would hear like a pebble rolling, just rolling and rolling. Keep in mind, during this whole story, I'm living in Mexico, and most of the houses in Mexico do not have AC, nor do they have attics. So whenever we would hear footsteps, we would be afraid of it being a spirit, a ghost, or a human. We were scared of many things that would happen if we would talk too much. It would be too much for us to handle. My sister and my brother are the only ones who know this next part of the story, along with myself, obviously. My mother did not see anything, but she believed us without a doubt. Because of all the incidents, all four of us would sleep in the same room together almost every night. It seemed to help. One day my mother, which she's a nurse, was asked to help out the mother of her friend. So my mom reaches out to me, due to me being the oldest, and says, "So-and-so is sick and I need to go and see her. I'll be back later. I'm locking you guys inside. I'll be right back. 30 minutes max," she said. I was okay. We'll be fine all together. She turned around and left out of the front door, and then we heard this closing sound of the door, the big metal gate, which none of us could open, and we felt safe, or so we thought. A few minutes went by, and my sister asked me to play dolls with her, or more. As in, "You can make me clothes for the dolls." I agreed, and all three of us took out all the Barbies and started to play. My little brother was the designated driver due to he had the cars, and my sister had the Barbies. I was the tailor, and so on. You know, kid games. Suddenly, I felt very strong presence that was so heavy. It makes you feel as if someone is watching you. I stopped playing for a bit, still sitting on the floor next to my brother and sister. I turned around, and I see what seemed to be a thing. It was a figure of my mother. I kept looking at it. It had this dark aura, but nonetheless, it was my mother's appearance. It was somewhat pale, had dark circles under her eyes, and was wearing a dark blue and white striped shirt, which was funny, because my mother didn't have one exactly like that which I was seeing. We never found one after this incident. We looked. Anyways, I kept looking, and then suddenly from my mouth I said, "Mom?" My ill brother immediately turned around and started to walk towards her. I remember swinging my arm out, stopping him, trying to get him out of sight. But my sister walked behind my brother, and I kept this uneasy feeling, so I followed them. This thing, whatever it was sitting on my bed in my room, which was connected to my sister's room. So I walked right behind my sister, lost sight of them for a few seconds. When I finally reached to them, I was upset to find my ill brother crying uncontrollably. I immediately assumed my sister had made my brother cry, so I got mad at her and asked what happened. She was stiff as a board, holding my little brother from the shoulders. So I knelt down and asked him what was wrong. And all he said is, "Mommy vanished." I was lost and asked him again what happened, and he said he was following and calling for Mom. He also stated he followed her into my parents' room, but in front of his own eyes, she vanished. I couldn't believe a word he was saying, because he was way younger than me. He made it up, I thought. I then asked my sister what happened, and she said that she had seen the back of this thing go inside of my parents' room, but when she stepped in, she saw my brother looking under the bed, looking for Mom, that I just saw walk in. I said, "Okay, you guys, she's working. Let's look for something else. She might be pulling some sort of joke. Let's split up and look for her." And we agreed. We agreed to meet up in the kitchen after it. We looked around the house, and she was not to be found. At this point, while I saw my sister crying and my ill brother, too, I started to cry. I was overwhelmed with emotion. Suddenly, we heard this loud, metallic noise. We all turned around, and to our surprise, we saw our mother walking in. We all ran to her and cried, and she was worried and asked what happened. After that, she never left us alone again. However, that night, we all slept together, of course. My ill brother and I would be inseparable, which he would always want to sleep with me. My sister was scared, so she slept with my mom. The night seemed calm, but suddenly I felt the same presence, the same. It felt as if it was coming from behind me. So I rolled over, as facing whatever was looking at me, when I noticed something creeping, as if looking into our bedroom. When I noticed it wasn't just a figure, I saw the shadow, like many. It was completely black. You couldn't see through it, but also it was wearing what seemed to be a hat. When this thing realized it had seen me and I had seen it, it vanished immediately. When it disappeared, I gasped from the bed. I said to my mother, "Did you see it too?" "Yes, I did." I asked her what it was. She then said she didn't know. But one thing she was sure of is that it didn't want anything to do with her. She said, I believed her. She also stated that this thing has been looking in my direction for a while and that it either wants me or my little brother's attention. I was still shocked when she said that because that presence woke me up. The mother was scared, but still got up from bed to go check it out. After that, the appearances of these entities never happened again, which gave me some comfort. Anyways, thank you guys for reading my story. I have so many other ones, some are even darker than this, which scare and haunt me to this day. Once again, thank you for your time. Take care and stay safe. Sincerely, Diana Rowe.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.